Foley ready. Here's the kick and the pitch, and it lands low, it looks like. One ball and one strike. Carson Kenyon due next for the Chieftains if Landon Bob is able to reach base. Storms with a lead. Here's the pitch. Down low and wild, back to the screen, and the runner moves on to third base. Storms at third, representing potentially the sixth run of the inning. Southwestern trying to keep him from scoring here. 2-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Strike call. That'll even the count at 2-2. Looks like a dog tailgate party going on out here in right center field. Dogs everywhere. Dog show. 2-2. Here's the pitch high. And it's ball three. Wyatt Storms made a convincing run about halfway from third to home and then gets back. I thought he was coming home. Full count. Ready to go. The pitcher deals to Landon Bob, and it's a ball low. He walked him. And so the Chieftains will take first base, and that will bring up Carson Kenyon. He's up for the third time today, and we're only in the second inning. Runners lead at 1-2. To the belt, Foley. Here is the pitch, and it is called a strike. Nothing in one. Chieftains threatening for more here in the inning. Foley checking the runners. 0-1 offering. Here's the pitch, strike two. Foley, since coming on, has yielded a hit. There was an error behind him, and he struck out a batter and walked the batter. 0-2 offering, runner going first to second at the chopper, foul outside of third. It rolls foul. We had one last night in the Boscobel-Richland Center game. It was a bunt, and it looked like something that you might see in the movies or something. It stayed right on the line, and all of the fielders just stood there and watched it, and it just stayed right on the line, never moved, fair ball. Nothing in two. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the middle, and off the second baseman's glove, it will score a run. Pick up in right field as the throw comes on, and Wyatt Storm scores. Landon Bob at third. Carson Kenyon is at first base, so the Chieftains putting the ball in play, and they have added to their lead. It is 9-2 in the second inning. Foley set to work to the left-handed batting Chase Chitwood. Here's the pitch. This one popped toward the middle of the infield. Coming down the center fielder, calling everybody off, makes the grab behind second, and that will do it finally for the Chieftains. In the inning, however, they score six times, and they lead it by a score of 9-2. We are just through two innings here at Riverdale. And the game is getting close to an hour old. 9-2 Riverdale over Southwestern on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
See you.
the top of the third inning. Logan Cagle ready to pitch, and that one is taken low for a ball. He's working to Lucas Foley, number four hitter for the Wildcats, who will be followed by Jack Stevenson and Miles Redfern. Cagle from the windup. Here comes the pitch. This one flared behind the pitcher. Over-the-shoulder try by Cagle. Can't get it. It'll drop in there. You got to score it as a hit. As Foley gets an infield hit, kind of a wild one right over the shoulder of the pitcher, was trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch, also fighting the sun, and it lands in there. Southwestern has its third hit. One on, nobody out. And Jack Stevenson, the batter. He was a strikeout victim his first time up. Here's the pitch. That's taken for a ball. One and none to the batter. Cagle back to work. Here's the pitch. There's a beauty. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Deepton's leading it 9-2 here at SWAL action. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. That's a strike. Join us for the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show following the completion of this one. And a look at the way it went. Also, we'll have the Dunkin' Rewards turning point of the game, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Throw to first and the runner is back in time. Foley on with a single, a 1-2 offering coming up on Jack Stevenson. Diego comes back, readies, and here's the pitch, and a swing, and a miss. And that is out number one. Four strikeouts for Logan Cagle. And Miles Redfern will be the hitter. He singled and scored in the second inning. So Foley with the lead. Throw to first. Oh, that was close, but he got back, got the hand in there. I thought when Cagle made his move that he might have it. Foley getting the lead again at first. Logan is ready. Runner going. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Throw to second base. Not going to be in time. The runner slides in. Both teams going for the stolen bases tonight, and they have been successful. Nothing in one on Redfern. With a man in scoring position now. Cagle set to work. Here's the pitch. This one bounced towards shortstop. Glove there by Kenyon. The throw strong to first base, and there are two away. That will bring up Drew Martin. Martin walked back in the second inning. Takes a couple of swings, and we'll stand in. You look at Riverdale's senior class, the Ithaca team, with just about all of their players back, but three from last year, I guess it was. Richland Center looks improved. River Valley will be improved. So the teams we continually follow, Weston, everybody back. It's going to make for some really fun baseball. Going to be a good spring this year. Nothing and one on Martin now. Foley with a full 4 or 5 step lead at second base. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Nothing and two to the hitter. Ethan's trying to get back to the dugout here. Runner leading. The 0-2 pitch from Cagle. Strike three, call. Caught him looking, and that'll do it for Southwestern in the inning. 5 strikeouts for the day for Logan Cagle. No runs and a hit. No errors. 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Riverdale leads it 9-2 over the Wildcats. And SWAL baseball here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 megabytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages for reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust. Contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
It is the bottom of the third inning here at Musket Ace Pickering Park. Lucas Foley on the hill for Southwestern, and he faces Emmett Drone. Here comes the pitch. Backed him away, hit him. And that'll be a base runner for Riverdale leading off the third. So Emmett Drone, second hit batsman of the day for Riverdale, coming over to first base, and will take his space there. Here's Andre Tiener. He has singled to not get a run and walked. He has scored both times. He's been up today. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball sharply to third. Glove there by Lawrence. Throw to second. Not in time. And everybody will be safe. Ball kind of popped loose there at second base. So Drone is safe. Runner at first on the error. Runners at one and two. And Logan Cagle, who has walked and scored twice, will be the batter. Foley to the belt. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. They'll take it back to the pitcher. Outfield playing more shallow here in center and right field. Drone at second. Tainter at first. Pitcher walks off the mound, walks toward the second base bag, and everybody is safe. And here is Foley ready. The pitch is high. Count even. At a ball and a strike. Might be able to get out and do a little mowing. Guessing some people are thinking about that if they haven't already. Some of the grass starting to really get up there. Here's the pitch. Oh, it hit him. And the bases will be loaded. That caught him kind of on the back of the knee. Logan is all right. Emmett Drone pushed to third. Andre Tainter at second. Cagle at first. And we'll get a courtesy runner. Gavin Kroll is coming out again. He's a junior. Dallin Childs, a junior for the Chieftains, now up with the bases loaded and nobody out in the bottom of the third. Foley ready. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing in one to the hitter. But a few events called off tomorrow, including a big golf meet at Mineral Point. There was a lot more snow in that area. Snow still on the ground. Some of the diamonds and fields unplayable. Hard for us to imagine here on the flatland. Nothing in one. The pitch wild and back to the screen, but Riverdale won't risk it. Everybody's staying. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. And Riverdale and Dodgeville's baseball game will now be played at Riverdale on Monday. Varsity at 4:30, JV to follow. 1-1 offering from the pitcher. Here it is. Bounced toward short. They were playing in. They'll come toward the plate. No, they're going to throw to first in time, and they'll get the runner there. The run will score. So for the Southwestern defense, they kind of hesitated a bit like they were coming home. I don't know that they would have got Emmett Drone. He had a good jump. Comes in to score. Andre Tainter goes to third. Logan Cagle at second. Childs out, but gets an RBI. on that play. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. 10-2 in favor of the Riverdale Chieftains. We're in the bottom of the third inning here in SWAL action. Wyatt Storms has walked and reached on an error and scored a run. Takes a look at a ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Runners leading at 2 and 3. Foley eyes the runner at third. Here's the pitch outside. Two balls and no strikes. Chieftains by 8 actually rallied today in this game. Wildcats had a run in the first and a run in the second. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Riverdale's going to try to score. Head first slide. And Tainer is in. Now the runner moving to third. And on the play, Storms goes to first base on ball 4. So we've got runners at the corners again here. And the batter will be Michael Hernan. Runners at the corners. Chieftains leading by 9. Here's the pitch. Mike bounces it toward third. They're going to try to get the runner at home as he tries to come home. High throw, and now the runner is going to score. Hernan safe at first. It is 12-2 in favor of Riverdale. Cagle came about halfway in that bouncer to third and was kind of caught in a pickle, but the throw from Lawrence to Stevenson, the catcher, was high, and that allowed the runner to change his mind and make his way in with run number 3 of the inning. Hernan is at first base, and Landon Bob will be the batter. 3 runs across in the third inning. Foley ready, the pitch high. 1 ball and no strikes. Bob is the 7th batter of the third inning for Riverdale. And runners get their jumps. Foley to the belt. The pitch wild back to the screen, and Hernan heads on to second base. So runners at 2 and 3. Still only 1 away in the third. Chieftains trying to take full advantage here. Foley ready. The pitch is outside. 3 balls and no strikes. Riverdale getting leads. And now Foley is set. The pitch is a strike. 3-1. Carson Kenyon due next here with only 1 away. Carson will be up for the 4th time, and we're in the 3rd inning. 3-1 offering. Late swing at strike 2. Full up now on the batter. Brewer baseball tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's the pitch. Bounce between third and short. Deep in the hole, the shortstop gloves it. Run will score. There'll be no throw. And the Chieftains lead 13-2. Wyatt Storms scores. Michael Hernan stays at second. That's a single for Landon Bob. And an RBI. And that brings up Carson Kenyon, the 8th batter of the inning. The pitch is low. 1 ball and no strikes. Carson has grounded out, walked and scored, and reached on an error today. Foley back to the hill. Ball in the mitt, and now the pitch, and a piece of it, foul ball. Nothing in, I should say 1-1 to count. Back to the belt is Foley, and the pitch taken for a strike, 1-2. Chase Chitwood due next. Here comes the pitch, bouncing ball towards second base. Glove there, they'll come to first, and that is in time. Runners move to second and third. Kenyon grounds out, that's out number 2. Hernan at third, Bob at second, and that brings up Chase Chitwood. He has walked and scored twice, 0 for 1 officially. Here's the pitch, and that's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Nice night to be at the ballpark. Here's the pitch. Ball upstairs. Although, this is kind of, we've had our March weather in April, and April weather in March this year. Two balls and no strikes. The pitch. Bottom fell out. Ball three. Riverdale has sent at least 9 batters to the plate in each of the first 3 innings. 3-0 from Foley. It is taken outside for a ball. And they are loaded up now. The batter will be Emmett Drone. Emmett batting for the second time today. Let's see. That would be walk number 4 given up by the pitcher. Emmett Drone hit by a pitch to lead off. He's going to swing away and miss. And it is nothing and one. Coming back for a chance now to score more runs. The Chieftains with an 0-1 count. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air toward right center. The center fielder Hendricks coming over. He's got it for the out. And that will do it for Riverdale. But again, they score more runs. They put 4 more on the board here in the third inning. And it is 13-2 after 3 innings of action. Favor of the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer. Selling state and local municipal surplus. Offering daily auctions including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. It's easy, convenient, and fast. Don't wait. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com before you miss today's auctions. Find Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Like us today.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas Advantage.
It's the top of the fourth inning, 13-2 Riverdale. Leading off for Southwestern, number 8 hitter Nick Bush. He'll be followed by Remy Lawrence, and then the top of the order, Carson Splinter. 1-0 the count. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and a piece of it fouled. One ball and one strike. Logan Cagle and the Chieftains leading 13-2 here in the top of the fourth inning. SWAL action. Been a good night, quiet night. We left Henry Bray at home tonight. I think he's getting ready for his bath this weekend. 1-1 count. Cagle from the windup. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. One ball and two strikes. Maybe you have big plans as well this weekend. It'll be a good weekend. Starting to get a few things going on, community events happening. 1-2, here's a rip toward center field. Coming over is Talon Childs. Oh, got it on a running grab right on the right field line. That would have been a fair ball if it landed in there. And Talon fights the sun and brings it in for out number 1. The batter will be Remy Lawrence. Remy popped out his first time up. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Riverdale leading by 11 runs. Logan Cagle has now settled down after a little bit of a tough start here today. This one popped first base side. Emmett Drone fighting the sun and foul ground and runs out of ground. And there is strike one. Logan has retired now four in a row, and two of the four were strikeouts. He has five Ks on the day. Nothing and one to the batter. Here comes the windup and the pitch to Lawrence. He checks his swing at a ball. One ball and one strike. Breeze seems to be picking up again a little bit out of the northwest. Here comes the 1-1 offering. Outside for a ball. 2-1. Stevens, I would think, would be right in that conversation for contenders this year, but a lot of moving parts. Here's one foul back, strike two. Got to get through all of the little points, Darlingtons of the world, and night in and night out, it is a battle in the swall. 2-2, here's the pitch, down low. The team that wins the swall, you know you've earned it. Had a lot of teams make it to deep runs in the playoffs and do the state tournament. Full count. Here's the pitch. Strike three called, and a nice one from Logan Cagle. Brought the heat there. Strikeout number six. The batter will be Carson Splinter. Back to the top of the Southwestern order. He has reached on an error and scored and also hit into a fielder's choice that knocked in a run. Logan from the windup. There's the pitch. Drops in for a strike. Nothing in one. Logan finding the reins there. Comes back, takes a long look through the glove, and here's the 0-1 offering. Change up is called a strike. Batter kind of dropped down. That one must have been a wicked curve, and that makes it two strikes on the batter. Cagle says yes to the sign. The 0-2 offering, here it is, and a swing and a fly toward right center. Coming over is Talon Childs. He's got it with a cap off, and that'll do it. 1-2-3 inning for the Wildcats. That's the first time today that has happened for either team. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Riverdale leads it 13-2 over Southwestern. Here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual abilities and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Riverdale leading at 13-2. There's been a pitching change. Braden Gleason, a tall right-hander, now on the mound, and he faces Andre Tainer. The pitch is called ball one. One ball and no strikes. So Gleason is now the pitcher. Previous pitcher Lucas Foley moves back to center field, and the starting pitcher today, Clayton Hendricks, is now at shortstop. One ball and no strikes. Gleason, the third pitcher of the day for the Wildcats. This one inside and nearly got the batter. Two balls and no strikes. Our next high school broadcast on Monday night. The plan is North Crawford at Ithaca. We'll see Mother Nature hopefully will let us. I think Ithaca, I don't know if they've had a game this week. There's the pitch. Strike call. 2-1. Called against the Chieftains on Monday, and then called off against Lafarge on Tuesday, and then against DeSoto last night. Two balls and a strike to Andre Tainer. He has scored three runs today for the Chieftains. Here's the pitch. Down low, and ball three. Tainer, Cagle, and Childs in the fourth inning. Riverdale leading by 11. At this point, better than a 10-run lead, which could get him a victory in five innings today. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch down low. He walked in. Tainer walks for the second time today. Had a hit back in the first and an RBI to his credit. So the first walk given up by the new pitcher Gleason. And now Logan Cagle will be the batter. Logan has walked twice and been hit by a pitch. He has scored all three times. Hunter leads at first. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball. One ball and no strikes. Riverdale trying to add to its lead here today. Runner leads at first. Gleason is set. Ball in the mitt, and here's the pitch. That's a ball high. Two balls and no strikes. Fans curious but well-behaved today. Almost get a suntan. 2-0 pitch. It hits in front of the plate for a ball. Scoots by the catcher, and on to second base is Andre Tainer. So runner at second for the Chieftains. Riverdale's new uniforms, more of a gray offering. The red undershirt, maroon. Maroon letters as well. 3-0 count on Cagle. Here's the pitch. That's ball four, and he takes a free pass. Two aboard for Talon Childs. Talon has three RBIs today, had a single to knock in two in the second and a ground out in the third. And Gavin Kroll is coming in to run for Cagle as he has, this is the fourth time today that he has done that. Leeson to the belt, checks the runners, and here's the pitch. That one is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Couple of good-sized leads at first and at second. Gleason ready with the pitch and a swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Green grass coming along. You can kind of see the indentations of the yard markers from the football field. But it won't be long. Those will disappear as well. One and one. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the batter. One and two. Alan Childs had to make a couple of good catches in right field in the top half of the inning. At the plate here in the bottom of four. Here's the pitch. That one is low. Runners move as the ball moves through the glove. And runners now at second and third. Tainer at third. Cagle at first. Two and two to the batter. 13-2 Riverdale in the fourth. Leeson ready to roll. Southwestern with a black uniforms and blue lettering. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched toward left field. Left fielder makes a nice grab. Brings it back to second for a double play. That is a defensive highlight for the Wildcats here today. The catch by Carson Splinter in left brought it back to the second baseman, Brady Kerwin, for the second out. On the play, Tainer stayed at third. So there are two outs on the play, and that'll bring up Wyatt Storms. Storms has walked, reached on an error, and walked in that order. Bounces to third area, picked up by the shortstop, and he'll throw him out with a strong throw. That is out number three here in the fourth inning. So for the Chieftains, in the frame, no runs. And there were no hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We have completed four. Riverdale leads it 13-2 in SWAL High School Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Core & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
It's the top of the fifth inning. Riverdale leading 13-2 and a pitching change. Chase Chitwood is now in to throw for Riverdale after Logan Cagle works the first four innings. And here's the first pitch to the first batter. High fly ball right field. Talon Child's going to be challenged again, and he comes over and grabs it for the first out. For Talon, he's got three out of the last four putouts here for the Riverdale Chieftains, fighting that sun in right field. So one up, one down. Logan Cagle strikes out six, gives up three hits, and walks one here today. Clayton Hendricks, the batter for Southwestern. Chitwood from the windup, the pitch, down low. Logan Cagle now doing the catching for Riverdale, trying to win it in 4.5 here on the 10-run rule, leading 13-2. Two outs away from that, this one foul back. One ball and one strike. But a few dignitaries here today, and Bob Maley, too, it looks like. So lots of fans getting a taste of baseball today in Muscadet. There's the pitch, and it's going to be high ball two. Two and one. Keep them infield. Back a couple of steps. Two and one offering. The pitch is high. Three and one. Good for Chase to get a little bit of work in the game. He did pitch in the Cashton game as well. 3-1, that one is low and outside. He walked in. So Southwestern has a base runner. And the hitter will be Lucas Foley. Lucas today has hit into a fielder's choice, and he has single. Hendricks at first base. He started pitching. He has also played center field and now shortstop for Southwestern, and he is at first base. The pitch, strike call. Nothing in one. To Foley. Hendricks tags up. And now gets the lead. Chase Chitwood eyes the runner and now brings it to the plate. Change up, swung on and missed. Strike two. Good pitch. Logan Cagle, he just got better as the day went on here today as well. Struggled early on, but certainly it's early in the season as well. Came back and put up some good zeros there. The pitch is high, and it pops by, and the runner is going to move on to second base. So that makes the count one ball and two strikes. Logan Cagle retiring the last six batters that he faced here. Chitwood ready, runner at second, and here is a pop-up this way. That one's out of play. Over toward the track area. Get somebody on that. I don't know if there's any sort of reward. Just doing something for your community, probably. 1-2 offering. The pitch swung on and fell back. Foley protecting the plate. And Chase Chitwood looking for a new baseball. Gonna go into the Kurt Thompson supply in the dugout. One ball and two strikes to Foley. Here's Chitwood's pitch. That's outside. Good backhand by Cagle, and that makes the count. Two balls and two strikes. One out, one away here in the fifth inning. Riverdale leading it 13-2 in area high school baseball. Chitwood to the belt. And the pitch, bouncing ball, third base side stays fair. Picked up by Bob. Long throw. Won't get him. Everybody safe. Runners at the corners. And Southwestern trying to keep this game alive. They got two on with one away. Hendricks goes to third. Foley at first. That's his second hit of the day. And the batter will be Jack Stevenson. He's got a couple of at-bats today, I think. Yeah, it looks like he's got a pinch batter. Cody McCullough, number 33, is the hitter. Runners the corners. Runner going first to second. Here's a throw to second, and they got him on a nice throw by Logan Cagle. Caught by the shortstop Kenyon for the out, and there are two away. Boy, that was a seed to second base. And Logan, I guess he's the backup catcher, right? Nice throw. So there are two outs now for Stevenson, runner at third. Here's the pitch, swinging strike. Count goes to one ball and one strike on McCullough, I should say, the pinch batter. Two outs in the inning. Here's the pitch. That's strike two called. One ball and two strikes now. Chase Chitwood trying to finish strong. Runner at third. From the windup, there's the pitch. Fought off and fouled. Good cut by the batter. And they'll come back and do it again. One ball and two strikes on the hitter. Hendricks leading at third base for the Wildcats. Here's the pitch. Back the batter away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. Chitwood looking in for the sign. Chase from the windup. The 2-2, curveball high. Down full now. Miles Redfern on deck, hoping that he hasn't at bat yet today. Riverdale trying to finish it off here. 3-2 offering. The pitch hit him on the shoulder. And Southwestern will have another base runner. So McCullough heads to first base. And that'll bring up Redfern. Runners at the corners. 13-2 Riverdale here in the top of inning number 5. There are two outs. Chitwood set to work again. Looking down the barrel. Gagel with the glove up. There's the pitch. There's the strike. Nothing in one. Wildcats trying to put something together, this young team. Trying to get something happening in the fifth. There's a swing and a rip to left field. That's a base hit and a run scores. Picked up out there by Alan Wilkie. And the runner stays at second, so it's 13-3. There's the 10-run rule. Southwestern can keep it alive if they score that runner at second base. And again, two out. RBI hit for Redfern. That brings up Drew Martin. First run since the second inning for the Wildcats. Here's Chitwood, the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Martin walked back in the second, struck out in the third. Runners at first and second here in the fifth inning. Chitwood to the belt. The 0-1 offering outside. One ball and one strike. As it stands, if it ended right here, Riverdale would win on the 10-run rule. Wildcats trying to change that here. A hit would change that. Looking at the batter, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss and strike two. Martin swinging over the top of that low fastball. And that makes it a 1-2 count once again. McCullough at second, Redfern at first. The 1-2 offering from Chitwood. Changeup, ripped towards the third base side. Who's got it? Pitcher calls everybody off, and the catch is made by Chitwood, and this one belongs to the Chieftains. Riverdale gets the win here on the 10-run rule this afternoon, 13-3 over the Southwestern Wildcats. In the inning for Southwestern, they score a run. They do it with the aid of a couple of base hits. And they span the pair as the inning ends, and Riverdale wins by 10 here today, 13-3. The Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show is coming up next here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome back to Pickering Park in Muscadet for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO. This one belongs to the Chieftains, 13-3. The final score, Logan Cagle, the winning pitcher, works four innings today. Cagle strikes out six, gives up three hits, and walks one. And coming on in relief, Chase Chitwood, and he gives up a couple of hits, an RBI. Southwestern totals five hits on the day, actually out-hitting Riverdale 5-4. The Chieftains plating three runs in the first and six in the second, four in the third, and they were held scoreless in that bottom of the fourth inning, although they had base runners there as well, taking advantage of a couple of walks early and some key hits. Riverdale with 13 runs on four hits. There was one error and a total of four left on. On the other side, Southwestern, three runs, five hits, an error, and seven left aboard. Duncan Rewards, turning point of the game. Well, we'll go with a big six-run second inning for the Riverdale Chieftains, and back-to-back hits by Talon Childs and Wyatt Storms, who each netted RBIs for Riverdale. Look for your Dunkin' Rewards from Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center, and join us during our high school sports podcast as we pinpoint moments in the game to remember. We'll be back with more from Riverdale in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock. As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
WRCO. Riverdale Chieftains pick up a 13-3 win over the visiting Southwestern Wildcats here at Pickering Park. It was a big top half of the first for Southwestern as they got a run to take a 1-0 lead. Then Riverdale rallying with three runs in the bottom of the first. Southwestern scored a run in the second, and it seemed like, wow, this one might go on for a long time because the first couple of innings took a long time. 3-2. It was Riverdale adding to their lead, though, with a 6-run bottom of the second inning as they roll on to their second victory of the year, and they improved to 1-0 in the SWAL. Going down the batting order, Carson Kenyon with a run scored. Chase Chitwood scored 2 on the day. Emmett Groen scores a run. Andre Tainer with 3 runs scored. He had an RBI as well on a hit in the first inning. Also, Talon Childs, 1-for-3. He has 3 RBIs. 2 RBIs on a hit in the second and a ground out RBI in the third. And Wyatt Storms, 1-for-2. Landon Bob had a hit for an RBI for Riverdale as well. On the other side, for the Southwestern Wildcats, Lucas Foley is 2-for-3 and Miles Redfern, 2-for-3. Miles had an RBI. 3 pitchers used for the Wildcats. Clayton Hendricks came on to work the first couple of innings relieved by Lucas Foley, and then Braden Gleason pitched the final inning for Southwestern. Logan Cagle gets the win. Relief work from Chase Chitwood as Riverdale puts their first small win in the column here today. Next up for Riverdale, they'll be at home. Keep in mind, that is a home contest on Monday. Varsity at 4:30, JV to follow as they take on Dodgeville. And they'll be at Boscobel on Tuesday, potentially the final ever Riverdale at Boscobel's current field matchup, as that field will be taken down after the season is over. Southwestern, next in line, will be hosting Belmont on Monday, and they'll be home to Fenimore on Tuesday as well. Tonight's game has been engineered by Tim Feed. And now this is Phil Nee wishing you the best and hoping that you have a great weekend. Thanks for supporting high school sports. And we congratulate the Riverdale Chieftains. Tonight's victor 13-3 over Southwestern in SWAL high school baseball. Good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Today we spotlight a Riverdale senior that we know real well here, Michael Hernan, who is a worker at WRCO Radio. School year's going by pretty fast, isn't it, Michael?
Too fast. Way too fast. Almost like a month already, and it's going to be gone. It's incredible how time flies.
Have you enjoyed your time working at WRCO this year?
Oh, I've enjoyed it a lot. Very much. It's basically like a childhood dream of mine.
That's awesome. And you recently making a move toward Whitewater then. Are plans kind of in working for the fall then?
Yep. Yeah, so I'll be attending UW-Whitewater this fall, and I'll be majoring in communications, journalism, and broadcasting.
So you've got a couple of months to go. I'm guessing you're soaking in every moment here with your teammates, aren't you?
Oh, very much. You can't take any day for granted now, especially when it's come to the end. I've never took a day for granted at the beginning, but especially now, you can't just miss a day. Otherwise, it's just going to be gone.
And your team, you got some potential here in the SWAL this year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we didn't lose anybody from last year. I mean, everybody's basically a senior except for like two guys, basically. So we are very experienced, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think we can make a lot of noise this year.
Great. Well, good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Riverdale senior baseball player Michael Hernan on the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage. Home Sweet Home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care.